Pastor Lily B. and Associate Pastor Fanny Reed of Zion Hill Church of Pineville, Louisiana. The overseer is Pastor Joshua Jordan. You have heard the saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. But I say, a scripture a day keeps the devil away. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I am Minister Reed. Today, we're going to talk about encouragement for ourselves and for other folks today. Amen? Isaiah 43:2 says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. Amen. When I read that scripture, I think about them three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were in the fire, but they didn't burn up. That same thing goes for us today. No matter what you're going through, what's happening, you will not be set ablaze. Amen. Encourage your spirit, and we're here to encourage your spirit in times of doubt, loss, mourning, sadness, or hopelessness. And that's what the word of in Isaiah 43:2 is talking about. No matter what's going on in your life, you will not be destroyed. In Jesus Christ, there's overwhelming victory. Amen? Joshua 1:9 says, God can lift your mind in heart, giving you the strength you need to get through each day. God knows what we are thinking and feeling. He understands, he cares for us, and we do not keep him in mind in all of our troubles. If we keep him in our mind through all of our troubles, the Lord understands and cares for us. Amen? If we do not keep God in our hearts and our mind, we become discouraged. God's word to us when we are discouraged is, first of all, persevere. We have to be strong, take courage. Amen? He wants us to persevere. You don't throw in the towel. You don't give up. Persevere. And when you persevere, it requires the right attitude in action. You know, your attitude affects your aptitude. You know, it's according to the way you think and the way you feel and what you're doing is where you're going to stay and where you're going to go. If your attitude is up, it'll take you up. If your attitude is down, it'll take you down. Amen? Praises be to God. If you want your attitude to be up, you got to persevere. You got to pray, fast, study the word. Amen? He said, let the word of God not depart from your mouth. Meditate therein day and night, and we will find strength and health, even to the marrow of our bones. So it's some things we got to do. You know, we as people, we don't want to persevere. We don't want to get too tired. We don't want nothing we think stressful. We want it the easy way, microwave. It don't happen that way with God. You got to put something in to get something out. So therefore, we have to fast, we have to pray, we have to study the word of God, we got to seek his face, we got to meditate day and night. And when we do those things, it'll keep us focused. It'll keep us focused on the Lord. Amen? But if you're discouraged, it'll cause procrastination. You never finish what you started. You'll never get through with your task. Because you're discouraged. And when you're discouraged, you procrastinate. You half do it, half throw it together. Oh, it'll be all right. Or do it at the last minute. It don't work. Because discouragement will cause procrastination. That way you miss something. You get left out on something. And you won't even finish what you started. Amen? Have you ever noticed how much your attitude affects your ability to persevere? When you do those things that I told you, it'll improve your ability It'll make you want to go ahead. It'll make you want to stand. It'll make you not want to throw in the towel and give up. Amen? But you got to do something. Say something. Do something. You can't just sit around and not do nothing. Amen? But if we keep God in our business, he love being in our business. But first, we got to put him in our business. And once he get in our business, he going to do what no other man can do. Amen? Praise God. And next, we got to put action. After we persevere, we got to put action. He said the attitude provides the motivation. But the motivation without the work won't get the job done. Faith without work is dead. You know, we got to have faith. And once we start persevering and doing those things like I told you earlier, then faith will creep in. Hey, I can go on a little further. Faith will help you to hold out, help you to hold on. And then without faith, your work is dead. So you got to go back to number one first, persevere. Once you persevere, then faith will jump in. Amen? And then the work that you're doing will be fruitful. You can't get nothing done if you're not, it ain't going to do you no good to work and there ain't no fruit coming. We need fruit. Amen? Praise God. You don't, even if you have a gift from God, whatever you do for the Lord does not mean that it just flows. You got to even work again. You got to persevere so you can be strong. Amen? That's how you have to take action. Persevere. Step out on faith. And faith and produce action. Amen? God also assures us with his presence. First, perseverance, faith, and with his presence. God assures us when we are discouraged and serving him by his presence. For we will say, the Lord of hosts. God is the Lord of hosts, the supreme ruler over all the armies of heaven and earth. God says, earth is his and the fullness thereof. Everything belongs to him. So when we trust God, everything goes into his hand. Amen? And God's assured us with his promises. And it's the promise referred to the covenant God made with Israel when they came out of Egypt. His promises now and then is still for us. As he has said, he promised us and gave us a new covenant this time than he did with Israel. And our new covenant and promise is the Holy Spirit. Once we receive the Holy Spirit in our lives, it teaches us, it leads us, it guides us, it brings all things to our remembrance. So, people, we need the Holy Spirit. We need it for a lead, for a guide, for a teacher, for encouragement, to bring all things to our members, to show memory, to show us where to go, what to do, what to say, and how to do it. Amen.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Father God, we come before you this morning thanking you for waking us up this morning, still in closing our right mind. We thank you, Lord God, for your grace and your mercy. Your grace is sufficient and your mercies are new every day. Father God, we come binding the hand of the enemy. We cancel every contract and we reverse every curse. And we pull down every stronghold, every hindrance that the plan that the enemy got out against your people, Lord God, we are cursing it to the root. We say the blood of Jesus and the hand of the Lord be against it in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we ask you to let us dwell in the secret place of the Most High and abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We ask you to let us say that you are our God and our refuge, our fortress, and our God in whom we trust. We ask you to deliver us from the snare of the fowl and from the deadly pestilence in the name of Jesus. We ask you to cover each of us with your feathers and let us walk under the wings and take refuge. We ask you to let your faithfulness and your truth be our shield and armor. We ask you to let us not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, in the name of Jesus, nor for the deadly pestilence that walketh in the darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. We ask you to cause 1,000 to fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, and not to let it come near us. We ask you to give your angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways. And let your angels' hands lift us up so we do not even dash our foot against a stone or be hurt in any way. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to let us tread upon the lion and the serpent, and to let us trample the young lion and the serpent under our feet. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to answer us when we call upon you. Be with us in trouble, deliver us, honor us, and satisfy us with a long life, and show us your salvation. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we pray according to your word in Ephesians 1:17-23, that you would give each of us a spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of Christ Jesus. We pray that the eyes of our understanding will be enlightened, so we may know what is the hope of the calling of Christ Jesus and the riches of the glory of Christ Jesus, inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceedingly greatness of your power toward us who believe, according to the working of your mighty power, which you used to raise Christ Jesus from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places, far above all principalities and power and might and dominion in every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age which is to come. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you put all things under the feet of Christ Jesus and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. To God be the glory. Heavenly Father, open our eyes that we may see how great you are and how complete your provision is for us. We thank you that the victory the Lord Christ Jesus won for us on the cross and in his resurrection has been given to us. And we are seated with the Lord Christ Jesus in the heavenlies. Heavenly Father, by faith and in dependence upon you, we put off the fleshy works of the old man and stand unto all the victory of the crucifixion, where the Lord Christ Jesus provided cleansing from the old nature. We put on ourselves the new man, and we stand into all the victory of the resurrection and the provision that Christ Jesus has made for us. In Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we put off all forms of selfishness and put on ourselves the new nature with his love. We put off all forms of fear and put on the new nature with his courage. We put off all forms of lust and put on the new nature with his righteousness, purity, and honesty. We are trusting you to show each of us how to accomplish this in our daily lives. In every way, we stand into the victory of the ascension and glorification of the Lord Christ Jesus, whereby all principalities and powers were made subject to Christ Jesus. We claim our place in Christ as victorious with him over all the enemies of our soul. Holy Spirit, we pray that you will fill us, come into our lives, break down every idol, and cast out every foe, and continually lead us in prayer. We are thankful, Heavenly Father, for the expressions of your will for our daily lives that you have shown us in your word by the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. We claim all the will and destiny of God for each of us. We are thankful that you have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We are thankful that you have begotten us into a living hope by the resurrection of Christ Jesus from the dead. We are thankful that you have made provisions for us so that we can be filled with the Spirit of God with love, joy, peace, with long-suffering, gentleness, and goodness, with meekness, faithfulness, and self-control in our lives. We recognize that it is your will for us. We therefore reject and resist all efforts of Satan and his wicked spirits to rob us of the will of God. Lord Jesus, we ask you to put a hedge of protection around our minds, our bodies, and our spirit to protect us from the enemy of all accusations, distortions, insinuations, and lies. We claim the fullness of the will of God for our lives. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We want to thank our listening audience this morning. To correspond with this ministry, for our contact information, 318-729-0860 or 318-623-9503.